So, in regards to the afterlife within Islam, I believe that good people who were not necessarily Muslim, do you think they are still rewarded in the afterlife? Or is it more similar to a religion like Christianity, where the belief itself in Jesus as the Messiah will grant you a level of salvation?
Yes. So of course we do believe in afterlife, like you said. But we do believe that mercy is in God's hands. It's in not human hands. So nobody's allowed to judge somebody and be like, "Hey, you're gonna go to hell," even if they are from different faith. What I want to say is, God is the most merciful, and He is the most forgiving. So who are we to judge that? Who are we to decide that for people? And I'm gonna tell you a couple of stories that Prophet Muhammad mentioned about that. So there was a story about a woman that always commits adultery, which is having sexual relationship outside of marriage.
Right.
One time she saw a dog, and you know, adultery is like extremely forbidden in Islam. So she saw a dog that was very thirsty. She got her shoes and put water in her shoes and gave him water to drink. She had that mercy towards him. And just because of this act, God regarded her to go to heaven.
Wow.
So that was one of the stories that Prophet Muhammad mentioned. And another story also, there was a guy that was he killed so many people that he killed 99 people. And finally he decided he wants to repent and he wants to believe in God and worship God. And on the way, when he was walking to find a scholar to ask him about how can I repent? Would God forgive me? He met a scholar and he told him, God will never forgive you. You would definitely go to hellfire. He decided for God. So the guy got so mad and he killed him. So now he killed 100 people. And
Wow.
he kept walking, but the intention in his heart, he's in pain and he really wants to repent and he wants God to forgive him. And on the way he found another guy that told him, go to that place and God will forgive you if you repent in that place. And while he's walking, he died on the way. So he did not get to reach that place. But Prophet Muhammad said that God did grant him to go to heaven based on his intention.
Because he had intended to go to that place and
He
repent.
intended to
Exactly.
repent from.
And he's the only one who could possibly know like his full intention. So I guess like he knew that he would go there and I guess like dedicate his life to God.
Exactly. And this is very important that we do not know what people's intentions are. We do not know what's going on in their heart. They might be fighting themselves to get out of that evil that they are doing, you know.
Right.
They might be doing something in secret between them and God, that God loves them more than he loves us, that we look all pious and religious and all of that stuff. So we have to believe that relationships between people and God, nobody can be in the middle of it. Yeah.
It's incredibly interesting. I think out of all the religions we've done so far, Islam is the only one that I've actually heard that explanation for, that it's really the
Yeah,
intentions
because
in
we
your
usually
heart.
ask that question.
Yeah, because it's a question we've asked a few times before, but this is a very unique answer. That's a very
And I think that's like super true because like the person, it's not necessarily about what you do or like how you act, because at the end of the day, God, who's the one deciding, like knows your intentions behind those actions, and that's what actually matters. If you do a good deed, but your intentions are poor behind them, it doesn't really mean anything.
Exactly. Yes, thank you. Like a woman who is wearing hijab and going around cussing people out and acting with the vulgar actions. What is the point?
Right,
There isn't
right,
point.
right, right. I'm actually
Have to
thinking about that
behave
a
with
lot
God.
in like terms of like Judaism, like people like practicing or like being like wrapping tefillin or something like that. But then at the end of the day, it's
They
like how you,
behave terribly.
and they almost
Yes.
use that sometimes as like justification, I think.
Yes, and even like behind my activism and the interfaiths, every time I want to do something, I always have to renew my intentions. Like today, before the interview, I was like, I need to renew my intentions that I'm doing this for the sake of God and for the sake of people learning about me and about my religion, not so I can be popular. It's very important to always step away before you do something, renew your intentions, and be sure that you don't want to have that ego where, you know, I'm somebody who is famous or somebody that's doing this to show off. No, you have to always renew these things.